based on his findings with the compass, sextant, or other instruments. The men in the engine room obey him, because he is the director. They do not talk back to the captain. They simply carry out orders. The captain is the master of the ship. His orders are followed out. Likewise, your conscious mind is the captain, the master of your ship. Your body and all of your affairs represents the ship. Your subconscious mind takes the orders you give it based upon your belief and suggestions accepted as true. Another simple illustration is this. When you repeatedly say to people, "I do not like mushrooms," then the time comes for you to be served mushrooms. You get indigestion because your subconscious mind says to you, "The boss does not like mushrooms." This is an example probably amusing to you. Nevertheless, this is an example of the relationship between the conscious and subconscious mind. When a woman says, "I wake up at 3 o'clock if I drink coffee at night," whenever she drinks it, the subconscious mind nudges her, as if to say, "The boss wants you to stay awake tonight." The heart is called the subconscious mind in ancient allegories. The Egyptians knew that the heart was the subconscious mind, but they did not call it by that name. The Chaldeans and the Babylonians called it by different names. You can impress your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind will express what is impressed upon it. Any idea that is emotional.